day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2019 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March 2nd at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. This year's sale features 76 registered Angus bulls with EBDs that meet CABs targeting the brand requirements. They will also be offering 75 open registered and commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of their bulls on their website at davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036. The Davis Angus 2019 Value Genetics Sale, March 2nd. Don't miss it. Early selling in April lean hog futures gained momentum Tuesday with prices breaking through long-term support levels and setting contract lows. Cattle markets, meanwhile, shifting higher with traders looking for refuge from the hemorrhaging hog complex. March corn futures today 3.25 cents lower. Stock markets higher today in live trade. The Dow Jones 35 points higher. NASDAQ up 26 points. Over in live cattle today, aggressive gains flooding back into the complex as traders fleeing the hog complex looked for refuge. This allowed for additional market support to move into all nearby trade, pushing April futures to new contract highs throughout the day. April futures were holding at $1.82 per hundredweight rally at $129 per hundredweight, with firm support developing in all futures. Cash markets remained undeveloped early in the week, with show lists steady to lighter this week in most areas. This could allow for some increased firmness from feedlot managers when asking prices are seen later this week. Box beef cutouts were higher today, up $1.74 in select and up 87 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 54 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, buyers quickly moved back into the trade following the sharp pressure in hog contracts and lackluster interest in most outside markets. This led to triple-digit gains in feeder cattle futures that replaced some late-week losses on Friday. Traders continue to look, meanwhile, for longer-term market direction, which is adding some increased volatility in the complex. Meanwhile, grains were lower today, with corn trade 2 to 3 cents lower in early trading, with wheat providing some spillover pressure. Meanwhile, soybean trade was 3 to 6 cents lower, with trade holding just above $9 as trade talks resume in the U.S. this week. Meal was $1 to $2 lower and oil narrowly mixed. Finally, in wheat, trade was 9 to 13 cents lower, with winter wheat holding up slightly better with firmer intra-month trade still showing, as spring wheat spreads have moved a nickel wider. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.